This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Big stories we're watching this week. The guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve meet tomorrow with an announcement guiding what you'll pay to borrow on Wednesday. Also, the Trump administration is sending the U.S. Treasury Secretary and others to China this week to talk tariffs. With a new wrinkle, the administration is looking to borrow a Chinese-style restriction on foreign investment. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer explains.
Say you want to start a bank in China. Beijing requires you to work with a Chinese company, and it has to own more than half of the bank you're opening. Those limitations are pretty standard for U.S. investors in China. Henrietta Trays of Veda Partners says President Trump wants to copy that.
For the United States to do to China exactly as China does to us.
But that could backfire. China invests billions here, and it could decide to just turn off the tap. Simon Lester is with the Cato Institute.
If there's a Chinese company who wants to buy an American company for $1 billion, that's good for the American company. The American company wants that $1 billion.
Lester says there are some legitimate concerns about China having too much access to U.S. intellectual property through its investments, but he doesn't think China will back down. He says, in general, it's better to file complaints with the World Trade Organization. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.